From the very beginning of our lives, we have exams, usually health exams, and you know, continuing through our lives. So really, at almost every stage and age, there's a lot of tests, there's a lot of exams, and just to ascertain how we're doing for the kids in school and work performances, and it's just part of life. The ultimate exam, test, if you will, when we come before the judgment seat of God at the end of ours, what is the Lord going to evaluate us on? How will we know that we've really lived out our faith in a way that gives God glory? And when we, before the Lord, eyeball to eyeball, what's he going to ask us? Well, I think we get a good indication in today's Gospels, the last judgment scene in the Gospel of Matthew. We celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King today. And what is Jesus connected to? It's really the virtue of charity or love. St. John of the Cross, one of the great saints in our tradition, one time said, in the evening of life, we will be judged on love. And how does Jesus describe this? He says, when I was hungry, you gave me to eat. Thirsty, you gave me to drink. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you comforted me. In prison, and you visited me. And then he identifies himself with the least. And as long as you do it for one of the least of your brothers or sisters, you do it for me. It's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus identifies himself with you and me, especially those most vulnerable. And how do we respond in compassion to those in need? There's a story about the St. Francis of Assisi, one of the great saints in our tradition, that as a young man, he felt a call from God to leave everything and to go and served the Lord, and that's what he did the rest of his lives. But as he was fairly well-to-do as a young man, and he basically gave everything away. And as he's leaving his hometown to embark on this mission that God's given him, he came across a leper, and a leprosy, terrible disease, contagious. And as the story goes, Francis of Assisi hugged this man and gave him what little he had to assist him. And then he continued on his journey. And Francis of Assisi, when he looked back, there was, to see how where this man was going, there was no one there. And to the end of his life, he said that he really thought that was Jesus Christ that he assisted. Whatever we do for the least of our brothers or sisters, we do for the Lord. We may sometimes feel deficient in the living out of our faith, and we all have those days where we just kind of blow it. And we know we should have responded some way to someone in our lives, or maybe even someone we know. But we just kept walking on by. I think it's an amazing thing that Jesus, he's saying here that you don't have to have a PhD to live the Christian life. You don't have to have a charismatic personality. You don't have to have all kinds of outstanding talents and abilities. What Jesus did, he lifted up the simple act, didn't he? Giving food to someone who's hungry. Clothing to someone who have a need, a visit to someone who's sick, maybe needs a visit, and it's really accessible to all, and probably some of the holiest people on the face of the earth are many who don't seem to have any apparent outstanding talents and abilities, but there's a genuine, sincere faith, and really the authenticity of our faith is going to be reflected in how we are with others. You know, the second portion of the gospel, it's pretty severe. And Jesus is saying that, for those who don't respond, it's some pretty dire consequences there. Why would we not respond to someone? What prevents us really from living the Christian life and responding in compassion to those who are in need? And again, we can't do it all, but I think a big thing, and I think we struggle with this from the very beginning of our lives, is just good old-fashioned selfishness. It can grip our lives, and we can get so self-absorbed that sometimes we just don't see, our sensitivity is dulled, and we don't respond. You know, another thing, I think a contemporary problem for many, certainly for people of faith, is our addiction to electronics. You know, we need the internet. We need communications and all that. That is a very good purpose and end. But I think one of the problems, and I saw this in our family gathering for Thanksgiving, There's even laws now for people to not be looking at their phones where they're walking across intersections because people are getting hit. Because we get so addicted to those screens. And I even saw it at, it just struck me at our family gathering at Thanksgiving, at how absorbed we are on our phones and our screens. And sometimes missing the people who we're gathered with. And maybe not seeing needs that might be there. Or just out in the workplace, school, wherever we're at. But I think the Lord calls us to that sensitivity that comes from our faith. And I think as we grow in our relationship with Christ the King, what happens, our vision changes, the way we hear, the way we act. And I think we do become more responsive. We all have those days where we miss it, don't we? In hindsight, we can see, boy, I really should have responded there. But as we grow in our relationship with the Lord, more and more we are equipped and strengthened to be Christ-like. And an amazing thing, Jesus identifies himself with you and me, actually with the least of our brothers and sisters, those most in need. So as we receive the Eucharist today, as we receive the Lord, may he strengthen us in faith that we can more and more allow him to be the King, the ruler of our hearts. And as we do that, we know true peace, and we're also equipped to be his presence in the world and to truly respond with compassion to those in need.